This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. How do you guys deal with unexpected situations that come up during gameplay? Like when a player does something you didn't anticipate, and now you have to define what happens as a result, like on the spot, heat of the moment. How do you guys usually handle that? Do you have a system in place? Have you just done it long enough that you're really good with backup plans? Like, how do you usually navigate that?
Yes, and always encourage that type of behavior. You know, if they do something that's off the wall, don't punish them for it. Like, revel in it. You know, let it, you can always let the dice decide, but, and there's never anything wrong with saying, okay, we're going to take a quick break. And Jason taught me that. There's nothing wrong with, you know, stepping away from and saying, I really need to think about this for a minute. Cause you're playing, I mean, you're not like in front of a live studio audience, or if you are on a live stream, whatever, then you can always cut to break early, but don't be afraid to walk away for a second and collect your thoughts.
Yeah. You're only human. And I think for me, when things unexpectedly happen, I actually kind of revel in that. I have a pretty high tolerance for chaos, and I kind of enjoy it. And it is like Cameron alluded to, that it's yes and, which is like the rule number one for improv, which D&D largely is. Even if with a pre-written adventure, it's still going to be improv to a certain degree. And so rolling with it, or kind of like finding the right point on the spectrum between rule of cool and you can certainly try, which is kind of like on one end is that's a stupid idea and I love it. Let's do it. I can't believe you insane person did this at my table. Let's roll with it. And the other side of you can certainly try, which is a mercerism, which is you fool, you're going to reap the consequences of your actions. Let's see where this goes. Like, I hate all of this.
I have a shirt that says that I often wear on TV nights.
Right. Where you can find the spectrum in that, where you're just like, well, this isn't what I thought I'd be doing tonight, but you know what? Let's see what happens, whether it's going to be awesome or it's going to teach them a lesson. So either way. But yeah, like Cameron said, it's okay to go, all right, that's kind of interesting. Let's jump over to this right now, and you know, because someone else was said, oh, I also wanted to do this. Okay, great. Let's do that first, and you can think about it, or you can just take a break, or end the session if it's too early. That's quite all right. You are still human, and you're allowed to be human. So
yeah, I think there's also, I mean, this can be pretty minuscule too. I have a tendency to make mountains out of molehills sometimes with this, and Jason, that's one of the things like that you kind of, I think, unintentionally taught me. Was that idea of like, if you don't know, they might not know either. So if you're like, oh, there's some people, you know, at the tavern talking in the corner. Well, what are they saying? It's in a language you don't speak. Well, what language is it? You don't speak it.
You
like,
don't speak
how
it.
Would you know? And so moments like that, I go into a panic mode of like, oh my gosh, what are the different languages in D&D? And I need to figure out which one this is. And then what is that going to lead into? And does that affect the characters that they are? When the reality is just like, you don't know. Like, it can sometimes be as simple as like, you don't know the answer. And so like, well, there would be no way for me to define that to you because in world, who's to say?
Yeah. They're like, it's a language you don't understand. Well, what language? Did I stutter?
Yeah.
I said it's a language you don't understand. No, don't, you don't have to bring that energy, but yeah, exactly. It's okay to not know, because not everything in the world is for them or even level appropriate for them. But I mean, there was a joke going around like about a year and a half ago about Sam Snorkel, the, goblin, right? Where it's like, you describe the obvious person who's going to give you the quest in the tavern.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, who else is here? Like, oh, there's a goblin named Sam Snorkel. We want to talk to Sam Snorkel. I'm like, of course you do. Guess what? Mm-hmm. Now Sam Snorkel, he has that quest for them.
Right. And
the
I'm
other
really
guy...
bad at that in the moment.
Yeah. That's another really good tactic, actually, is like, don't be afraid to, don't be so married to your content that you can't just mix it up like that.
Yeah.
That's right. A good piece of advice.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things you always say, Jason, is that, I mean, it's a quote from, I forget who it is, but the story moves at the speed of plot.
Yeah, that's. I think it's from. I want to say one of the sci-fi shows. They're like, well, how fast do the basically the spaceship fighters fly? Because it seems inconsistent from show to show. It's like, well, they fly at the speed of plot. They get there when they need to get there, either just in time to save the day, or just too late to kind of survey the carnage and have a deep emotional plot building moment. That's how fast they get there. It's like Gandalf, right? A wizard arrives exactly when he means to, and so does the story.
So does the information that you need, whether or not it's from this person or that person. Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.